Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is What's in a Name, Part 1. Written and recorded by Robin of Robin Eats Everything. The first time I ever sucked dick, we'd just been to McDonald's, and it tasted like strawberry milkshake. It was actually my first time in a McDonald's too. What a day. I don't remember what I did, what it felt like, or what his cum tasted of. But the sight of the smooth pink head of his dick about to split my lips is seared on my memory. That moment inspired in me an infatuation. I like having things in my mouth, and I like doing really quite dirty things with it. Quite simply, I like eating things. Having things in my mouth releases a feeling of euphoria, a sweet rush like an addict sating their dependence. That first taste of saliva, the realization that your mouth has begun to water in anticipation, is divine to me. Be it a cock, someone else's lips, an arsehole, a clit, or a cheeseburger, my mouth hungers for it. When someone tells me my prettiest feature is my eyes, I sink, because it's my lips. My perfectly pink, plump, pliant lips, parted for you. All my eyes can do is look at you. My lips, they can taste, apply the sweetest pressure, be bitten, open wide, emit the most incredible sounds, envelop, brush, and pucker. My lips are simply magic. Nothing, not anything, makes me wetter than feeling my lips against skin. Soft, gentle kisses travelling up a neck or inner thigh. Commanding kisses while being pushed firmly up against a wall by my neck. Whimpering into someone's open mouth as they slide their fingers inside me. Slow, deliberate kissing while my hand squeezes their thigh. Placing a single kiss on the very tip of their dick with plump lips. The feel of our tongues gliding over one another as I grip their face in one hand. Urgently making out on the sofa while our hands try and remove as much clothing as possible. Sucking their hard nipple between my lips. That first little delicate kiss with closed lips before they pull you close into them for more. One of the best was on my 17th birthday, in freezing rain while we followed friends running from pub to pub. It was possibly the most romantic moment of my life. There outside the Black Bull, 2 hours after we'd first met, with his hands tangled in my wet hair. I'd never known longing before that moment, when his rain-soaked lips pressed against mine. Where kissing is a language, giving someone oral is an art. It doesn't matter to me what size your cock or clit is. I will lavish it with the same care, adoration, lust, and spit. My tongue will enthusiastically explore every tiny millimetre of raw flesh, tasting skin and salt. My lips will follow with kisses, light and fleeting in the beginning, graduating to long, wet and forceful. My mouth will suck you into me, holding you in place while my tongue flickers against you, before releasing you with a little string of saliva. My teeth will be oh so gentle as they nibble and bite. I will spit on you, both lazily and with urgency, so your sex is as slick as possible for my lips. Before long, your fluids will flood onto my tongue and it'll be perfection. I adore tasting cum. I adore swallowing cum. I adore the feeling of cum either rushing down my throat or squirting onto my tongue or coating my lips. I adore passing cum from mouth to mouth, tongue to tongue. I adore tasting our success and pride and pleasure and joy all in one. It's delicious. One time, while lying on a hotel room bed, a guy straddled my chest and forced his cock down my throat, fucking it with long, indulgent lunges. Upon release, it was as though he was injecting cum into my mouth hypodermically. Its thickness gushed directly down my throat, into my stomach, and I don't think I've ever been so happy. As he pulled back, a little spilled out of the corner of my mouth, and I licked it, as delicately as I would cream from a cake. I also adore tasting an arsehole. That mix of skin and sweat and musk as I swirl my tongue around it. I like spitting into the very middle and watching the moisture pool before running down the back of your thigh. Its tight defences are a challenge to my tongue. Every resist is an urge to push slightly harder until I breach you. Then inside, flickering and pulsing, as outside, my lips form a tight O. Feeling someone orgasm while my tongue is deep in their ass is an exquisite privilege. You see, it's simply all about my magical mouth. I savour everything. I taste everything. I eat everything. If you liked that, you can find more of my work at Robin Eats Everything. That's Robyn eatseverything.com, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.